grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Mary, Immaculate Queen, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. My dearly beloved, we have in today's Gospel the narration of the institution of the Sacrament of Penance, which is the Sacrament of Divine Mercy. More than any other, the Sacrament of Penance is called, rightly so, the Sacrament of Divine Mercy. For in this sacrament we see the forgiveness, the love, the goodness, the mercy of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It is interesting that our Lord should institute the Sacrament of Divine Mercy, the Sacrament of Penance, on the evening of the very day on which He rose from the dead, the Feast of the Resurrection. And it seems fitting to me because as we know, the primary purpose of the institution of this sacrament is for the forgiveness of sins of those who are in the state of serious sin. Mortal sins committed after baptism, remitted through a good confession. Now, of course, the sacrament of penance may be received by anyone who is properly disposed, even though we have no serious sin on his soul, and consequently, we should receive the sacrament frequently, because the sacramental grace of the Sacrament of Penance helps us to overcome temptation, to avoid falling into sin, and to persevere in the state of sanctifying grace. But it is truly fitting that our Lord instituted this sacrament on the Feast of the Resurrection, on the day of His resurrection, because in this sacrament, souls who are dead to sin, dead in sin, rise to a life of grace. And that is certainly a greater resurrection even than the raising of the body from the dead, the raising of a soul from the dead through this sacrament. We oftentimes use the terminology, I went to confession, or I'm going to go to confession. And we don't sometimes perhaps think of it as a sacrament, the sacrament of penance. And it also is a sacrament that brings great peace of soul. We notice that our Lord, right before instituting the sacrament, said twice, peace be to you, to His 12 apostles, indicating to them what a tremendous blessing is the gift of peace. Peace, which is a deep abiding joy in the soul that is given to those who live according to the will of God, who live lives of sanctifying grace. And the peace of heart, peace of soul, is a wonderful blessing, one that we should often thank God for. And our Lord repeated the same words the following Sunday when He came, and this time Thomas was with the other apostles. And He said to them, peace again, peace be to you. Let us strive always to preserve that wonderful gift of peace of soul, peace of heart. And it would be unfortunate if a Catholic were to doubt the mercy of God, to give in to doubts insofar as the forgiveness that is given by our Lord in this wonderful sacrament, the Sacrament of Divine Mercy. Truly, we can say to ourselves, if we know that we conscientiously fulfilled the requirements for the Sacrament of Penance, we examined our conscience, not painstakingly, not examining ourselves in a way that is unworthy of one who trusts in God's mercy, but at least conscientiously, we examined our conscience, then we went into the confessional, we confessed our sins as we believe them to be in the eyes of God, not trying to diminish the guilt of any of our sins, and also that we had the firm purpose of amendment, the sorrow for sin, and the firm purpose of amendment, and the determination to perform the penance that the priest gives us, then we have fulfilled the conditions for a worthy and a good confession. And again, it would be unworthy for us if we fulfill to the best of our ability those conditions to then doubt or question in our mind the forgiveness of our Lord. That would be to fail in love and trust in the mercy and the goodness of our Lord. Now, when our Lord instituted this sacrament of divine mercy, he knew that we are human. He knew that perhaps from time to time we might forget to confess something, through no fault of our own, but through human frailty. Let us not doubt on those occasions the goodness and the mercy of our divine Lord. Let us always do our best to prepare adequately and properly for confession, the sacrament of penance. But let us never give into doubt of the mercy and the goodness of our divine Lord. Always prepare well, but also always to have great trust in his goodness and in his mercy. Peace be to you. The words of our Lord to his apostles, and what a wonderful gift is peace of heart and peace of soul. You can wander throughout the world, but unless you live a life of grace, you will never find peace. You can have all the money in the world, but you can't buy peace of heart, peace of soul. It is a gift that God gives to those who strive to live according to his commandments. What a wonderful blessing it is. What a wonderful gift. Let us strive always to be deserving of that gift of peace of heart. Let us make use of this wonderful blessing, the sacrament of penance, the sacrament of divine mercy. Not to take it for granted, but often, very often, to go to confession, to make good confessions, that we might thereby obtain the sacramental grace that helps us to persevere in living a life of grace, the only life that brings true peace to heart and soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.